Great, the Steiner brothers.
Oh, the first cool thing right off the bat, we've worked with Scott Steiner.
Mm-hmm. In Ring of King, right?
The King, man. So that was a very cool moment in our lives, just to say you worked with such a legendary pro wrestler. Gerv, you got anything to say on that one?
Steiner brothers, definitely the measuring stick when it comes to brother taking.
Okay. Paul London and Brian Kendrick.
The two guys we definitely look up to in the sense of, you know, they were smaller guys and they achieved, I believe they were the longest reigning WWE tag champs for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if my statistics are right there. So it goes to show you that, you know, if you keep plugging at it and you're talented, I think you can still rise.
Okay. Arn.
I second that.
Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard.
Ooh, our style right there, baby. That's what we love right there. That Tully Arn, you know, old school, tell a great story, pick a body part, work it, grind it, and make your opponent suffer. Yeah, that's tag team wrestling 101 right there.
Okay, Stan Hansen and Bruiser Brody.
Bad apple. That's pretty much what sums up my badasses that drew a lot of money wherever they went. And you know, those guys are pioneers when it comes to tag team wrestling.
Those guys are heavy hitters, right? And they don't make them like that anymore.
Mm-hmm. All right, last one. Christopher Daniels and Frank Kazarian.
Personally, we've had some cool conversations with both of them. They're really cool guys, really chilled out guys. And again, two guys who achieved a lot of great success in professional wrestling and considered being on the smaller end of what it takes to be a pro wrestler. So, tip of the hat to those guys for breaking the mold.
Yeah, and they're charismatic, entertaining tag team, and they bring the best of everything in one, you know, in tag team wrestling. They're entertaining, the charisma, and, you know, once that bell rings, they can go. That's nobody's business.